Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good to be here in the house of God this evening.
Amen.
Enjoyed all the good singing and sweet spirit here in the house. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Once again, children, I don't have anything new tonight. I say oftentimes I've got something really old. Glory to God. We've not restored it in any way. We finished it or anything. Glory to God. Kept it all finished. Praise God. It's good to be here. If you got your Bibles, just open them up to Book of Joshua. Book of Joshua, chapter number 6. Real familiar scripture tonight. Praise God. Joshua chapter 6. Get there. Say amen.
Amen.
Would please stand in reference to the reading of God's Word. And then we'll start Joshua chapter 6, verse number 14. And the Bible says, "And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times only on that day." They compassed the city 7 times. "And it came to pass on the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be a curse, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. Let all the silver and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come unto the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpets, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank the Lord once again for this day. Forgive us, Lord, in your presence, Lord, in my blood, this Lord, we praise you that you kept harm and evil, Lord, to come upon us. We come back in to the house of God. Lord, we just ask, Lord, continue to abide with us this evening, Lord. Lord, I pray it brings glory and honor unto you. Lord, we just ask you, dear Father, tonight, Lord, to just continue to bless this church. Lord, continue, Lord, to bless the pastor of it. Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for all that you do. We never cease to bow our heads, give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you standing once again tonight in reference to the reading of God's Word. And children, if I had a thought there that I might could share with you, it would be to tear down the wall. Tear down the wall. Just hold that thought there for just a little while of time. And you know, this was a great time for the children of Israel. This was a time that they had been waiting for a long time. You know, these people here that went in to the promised land, they were just little kids when they came out of Egypt. I mean, all the adults there, they came out. I mean, they died in the wilderness. You know, the only ones that was left was Joshua and Caleb.
Yep.
And I believe, my friends, that was through their obedience to God.
Yeah.
That whenever they came into the promised land and they spied it out with the others, and as the others, they came back and they give their report to Moses, and how that we were just grasshoppers in their sight. Why, they're so big over there, Jerry, there's no way that we can take this. But Joshua and Caleb, they stood up and said, let's possess the land at once.
Right.
You know, God will fight for us. Let me tell you tonight. God will still fight for us.
Yeah.
He will fight for you. And I praise God that, you know, He may do the fighting, but we can claim the victory.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, there was times that they came through in the wilderness, and God had already sent hornets. He already sent curses upon their land. He'd already come in and done the fighting. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that there was times when they walked past and they saw the corpses of people and maybe looked at one another and said, what in the world has happened here? But God had already been there. He'd already took care of it for them, my friends. You know, they could claim the victory.
Yeah.
You know, has there been a time here that we need to depend upon God? This is the day and age we live in now. You know, they had gone over Jordan.
Yeah.
And they had come up against this great city called Jericho. And this was the first battle that they was fixing to do when they had crossed over. It was the first place that they had come to. And as they came there in this giant of a wall, I'm sure that they looked at each other. Brother Jerry said, well, there's no way. There's no way that we can go through this wall. But let me tell you something. God had a plan.
Amen.
And as He told them exactly what to do, that they are to go around that city one time for 6 days.
Yeah.
But on the seventh day, they're going to go around it seven times. I believe, friends, with all my heart, that the reason we don't see great things happen in the world that we live in today is that we don't do it the way that God wants us to.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like we've always got something to say.
Yeah.
Amen. But, you know, but the Bible says to be slow to speak and swift to hear.
Yeah, right.
Amen. We need to do this a little bit more listening to what God tells us. You know, any of the great miracles that we see that Jesus done on His walk upon this earth, by the blind man over in John chapter 5, I mean, or 9, he was blind from his birth, the Bible says. And, you know, Jesus, He touched him and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam and you receive your sight. It was his obedience to God to do things exactly the way that God wanted him to do it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know, I want you to think about this wall. You know, this wall, it took years and years for them to build this. This was a pagan place. I mean, they worshipped all kinds of gods. You know, they worshipped Baal and Gog, and they gave sacrifices to them. They sacrificed people. They sacrificed children. They sacrificed little babies.
Yeah, exactly.
And they buried them inside this wall as they built it up. And they thought if they would sacrifice and offer to their gods, that when it came time and there was an attack, that their gods would take care of them.
Amen.
I mean, they had confidence in them, with my friends, but when the test came, they failed. They failed, amen, because they could not hold up with the true living God.
Right.
Amen. And as they, you know, done exactly what, you know, what God told them to do. Let me tell you something. That wall fell down.
Yeah.
You know what I think about today? All the innocent babies, amen, that is killed. If America thinks, you know, that we cannot be invaded, and that they cannot come in and take us down, that they cannot come through our borders. Let me tell you, friends, they need to read about Jericho, amen, and how that they put all their trust in other gods. And I believe that this country that we live in today is doing the same thing, making the same mistakes, amen. Let me tell you, friends, you know, they won't only invade the borders, amen, of the country. If we don't turn back to God, they will come up on our lands, amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Oh, friends, you'll be always saved. God bless America. But if there's ever been a time that we need to say, God forgive America, it's right now. And ask God forgiveness, amen, for the things, amen, that we have done. You know, the blessings that God has upon us, I don't think that it's of this generation. It's of the generations past, amen, that has sought after the face of God. And I believe it's down to the seventh generation, amen, that God will bless. Now, let me tell you something, but the time will run out one of these days, amen, when the blessings of God, amen, will be upon this nation if we don't turn back to God.
Brother, amen.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. You know, when they went about this city there seven times, the wall fell down.
Yeah.
You know, there's walls, amen, that we need to tear down.
Yeah. Amen.
I think we need to tear down the wall of fear. Amen. You know, people's afraid. Amen. I think people, it ain't that they don't want to come to church. It ain't that they don't want to serve God. But they're afraid of what God might want them to do. My friends, we need to come up on that and ask God to tear that wall down. Let me say, I believe it's over in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse number 7. Amen. That God, He doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Amen. But the spirit of power.
Amen.
Of love and of a sound mind, glory to God. A double minded man's unstable in all his ways. Let's say it the word of God tonight. Listen, friends, we need to have that wall come down. And stand tall and not be afraid, amen, to speak out for the glory of God.
Yeah.
Oh, He'll bless you.
Yeah.
If you'll do what He wants you to do. If you go where He wants you to go, people's afraid of that.
Right,
well, He may send me over to a foreign land. He may ask me to preach the gospel. He may want me to teach a Sunday school class. But I'll assure you, under the authority of God, amen, that if He asks you to do something, He'll equip you with the tools to do it.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. I believe, my friends, that the little churches around the world today, they are empty because they're afraid, amen, of what God is going to ask them to do.
Amen.
Yes, sir. If you please. Amen. You know what else I think we need to break down a wall of? Covetousness. Amen. And lust. We need to tear down that wall. I believe that Jesus said that if we've looked upon it with our eye, we've already committed sin in our hearts. Amen. We need to do away with that lust. Amen. And lusting after the things there that we see that even our neighbors has. Why, preacher, it's been the American dream. There since 1776, amen, when we become a nation. It's the American dream. We can have anything that we want as long as we work hard enough for it. I was taught that my entire life, amen, that if you work hard enough for something, why, you can have it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless
the
Lord.
It's the honest way. But oftentimes, my friends, amen, we'll go shopping down at the Cadillac dealer. Amen, we need to be at the Volkswagen place. Amen, we'll take, way too much things up on ourselves. Amen, we'll bite off more than what we can chew. Amen, in our old pocketbook, it'll start getting a little bit empty because we're having to make all these payments and stuff. Let me tell you, friends, amen, to the point that we'll even have to get a second job. Amen, at a take us away from Wednesday night. It'll take us away from Sunday. And my friends, amen, because of the lust that we had, amen, wanting things that was far beyond our gap. It'll separate us, amen, from an almighty God. Amen. God, He hadn't went nowhere. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. But we have gotten further away. I believe, my friends, it's over in John's Gospel. Amen. Chapter number 2. Verse number 14. My friends, the Bible says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him as from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong in the word of God. God abideth in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. It said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for if any man love the world, that the love of the Father is not in him. Not many sins. Amen. That the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, amen, it is not of the Father, but it's of the world. Amen. Tonight, my friends, the world has separated us. My friends, we need to be careful. Amen. Stay within our means. I'd rather stay close to God. Amen. The Bible says, amen, what profiteth a man if he gain the whole world and then lose his own soul?
Amen.
Oh, my friends, because everything, it says it right here, in the Word of God, amen, for all that's in the world, even the lust of the flesh and lust of the eye and the pride of life, not the Father, and the world passeth away.
Amen.
And everything therein, Jerry's going to pass away. But he that doeth the will of the Father, their glory to God, he abideth forever.
Amen.
Praise God. My friends, listen, I want to be shouting on the hills of glory. One day when this life is over, and the only way that I'm going to get to do that is if I stay true to Him. Amen. I'll let Him tear the walls down. Amen. That keeps me from getting close to Him. My friends, oh, listen. Amen. They took Jesus, the very Son of God. He lived upon the earth for about 33 years. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, that they took Him and they hung Him on an old rugged cross, and He died for our sins. My friends, amen, while He was on there, He was giving us the strength, amen, to tear the walls down. My friends, we need to tear the wall down of sin. Amen, that is in our lives. The one little old thing, amen, that keeps us from getting close to God, just like every young rich ruler. We have one thing.
Yeah.
One thing thou lackest, that go sell what you have. Amen. Give it to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. Amen. And you'll have treasure up in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Oh, listen, that's where I want to be at.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Was over in Matthew chapter number 15. We need to tear down the wall of tradition.
That's right, brother. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Over in the 15th chapter of Matthew, the Bible says, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread? But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? Amen. You know, it seems like we just get in a routine of things, you know. Amen. We'll wake up in the morning. Amen. We'll go in there, we'll wash our face off. And amen. We'll go make us a pot of coffee and get that on there.
Amen.
We'll go over to the cabinet, we'll get our cup out. Amen. Then we'll get the coffee creamer and amen. Go turn it on Good Morning America. Amen. We'll watch that for a little while. Amen. Drink our coffee and amen, kind of get our day going. Seems like it's just a routine thing, amen. And it seems like coming to the house of God, amen. And it seems like the same thing. My children, we come down here and amen, we'll sing us a few songs. Amen. We'll say a few words in prayer. Amen. Maybe get up and sing a special song or two. Amen. Then the preacher will say a few words. Amen. Then we'll all go out the door. Amen. We'll end up down there at the Cracker Barrel somewhere. Amen. Have us a little bit of lunch. Amen. Come back to church at night. Amen. Repeat everything over again. Let me tell you something. My friends, if you follow after God, it won't always be the same thing. Amen. Amen. I believe that, man. Yeah, remember when I come up here on a Sunday morning one time, amen, we was all ready to sing. Glory to God, Brother Jerry got his Bible out. He said, I think I'm going to start preaching first. Well, I said, anyway, you just go for it, Brother Jerry. Let me tell you, that's following after the Almighty God. Amen. Following Him. Not with it, we'll follow Him.
Yeah.
we'll see things happen in our services. Amen. I'll tell you what, the old disciples, they was following after Jesus. They was doing exactly what he said. All that day of Pentecost. My people faced, they just jumped right in to the Spirit of God. Amen. Boy, the wind began to blow and the house began to shake. Let me tell you something, I beg to differ with them. I think it took just a little bit of time. I think it took a little bit of concentrating. It took some focusing upon what they was expecting from God amongst this multitude of people. Amen. Let me tell you something. And when they done all that, when they was patient and they waited upon it and they kept on concentrating, let me tell you, friends, they got in one mind, one accord. And when that happened, souls began to get saved. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says, if you'll continue to read on, that he added to the church on a daily basis.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. If we just tear the walls down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Let the Lord take care of it.
Yeah.
Let him, amen, lead us.
Amen.
Says, why did I, they are so worried about Jesus' disciples and what they was doing and what they wasn't doing. And here they was, so religious, so caught up in themselves that they was missing the very Son of God. Amen. What old Job say over in chapter number 7 and verse 21, and he says, and why dost thou not pardon my transgressions and take away my iniquity?
Yeah, amen.
Why would he not do that? I tell you what, Jerry, I thought about that. Amen. To the wee hours of the morning at times. Why God would not pardon our transgressions and our iniquities. You want to know why? Somebody say, yeah, I'd like to know. Because we don't ask him. We don't ask him. We're going to keep it simple tonight. Amen. Because we don't ask him. Oh, children, we need to tear the walls down. Oh, well, Jesus, listen, he died on that cross for us. He gave us the power. Amen. Oh, I tell you, we've got him now. That old deceiver. Oh, put some guards around there. Let his disciples come and steal him away by night. And they think that he is rose again like he said that he would. Better yet, put a big stone there in front of that scepter. Ain't nothing coming out of there and they ain't nothing going in. Amen. We've got him right where we want. Let me tell you something. There is no wall too big for our Lord God. There's ever been a time maybe God showed out just a little bit is when he sent his angel down there. Said, you roll that stone away. And my son will come out. And you go ahead and you just sit upon that stone. And you be there when they get there. And I believe it's over in Mark's gospel when Mary's, when they got there. Amen. And they was talking on their way. Who would roll the stone away? Who would roll that stone away when we get there?
Right.
They done had their anointing oil.
Yeah.
They done had their spices. I mean, they had everything they needed to do what they was going to do. And yet they was wondering about that big stone that was right there. Oh, how we have such little faith.
Yeah.
Amen. They wasn't going to anoint some dead man. They was going to anoint a reigning king.
Amen.
Glory to God. And when they got there and they looked and that stone was rolled away.
Amen.
And there sat the angel of God upon it.
Amen.
And said, you see, Jesus of Nazareth, he's not here.
Yeah, right.
But he is risen.
Amen.
Oh, we serve a risen Savior. Listen, there is no wall too tall, no stone too big.
Right.
Ain't no place too low that we can't get to him. He says, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you find rest for your souls.
Amen.
Aren't you glad tonight
His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Oh, He cares for you tonight. We thank you. And we just can't go through this. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Preacher, you just have no idea. You have no idea what I've gone through. You have no idea what happens to me. I might not, but God does.
Amen.
And we can go through it because of Jesus. We won't go around it. If you don't go around it, you go through it. You go through that fire. And when you realize you're in the fire, He's done got hold of your hand. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All you got to look around. He's already there. And He's going through the fire with you. Amen. Only He can tear those walls down. Them people could not do it. The children of Israel could not tear them walls down. They could have never went through there. They'd have poured hot oil on them. They'd have shot them with arrows. They'd have thrown their spears at them. They'd have launched their cannon bolts at them until they quit coming. All they had to do is march around.
Yeah.
Do what God wanted them to do, and He'll do the rest.
Amen.
He always does. Little Jerry, I'll turn it back over to you. God bless you.
Amen. I appreciate that word.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible said to pray, and He would send workers, laborers in the vineyard.
Yes.
Amen. You know, in the real church world, you know, we might not never see Jericho. We may never see the walls of Jericho. But I tell you what, from the day that Jesus hung on the cross, born-again believers, you know, the devil will build up a wall of hate in your heart. He'll build up a wall of lust or whatever will separate you individually from God.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the real church has workers. And they got the preacher. They got the singers. They got the prayer warriors. And I tell you what, and they got sometimes, once in a while, they got a shouter.
Yeah.
Way back, Gunner, I remember when people shouted the praises of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
When you felt like it, you shouted.
Right.
I believe that was power in shouting.
Yes.
Yeah. People got away from that.
Yeah.
They built up a wall of doubt. Too many times that you could get a blessing if you would let out a big yell whenever you felt like it.
Yeah.
If you felt like it, let it out.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. It ain't no wonder. Brother Ed, he just busted my hide. I don't know about John. But I'm telling you, oh, we get a little pettish. You know, get a little feeling hurt a little bit. That's a wall built up in your heart.
Uh-huh.
Need to let it go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If we could tear down the wall that separates us, the individual, from God.
Right.
Well, I'm telling you what, higher we can hide.
Amen.
But build up a wall and we just go with it. And a little self-pity. I'm telling you what, if there's ever a time that the church world needs to tear down the wall that separates them from God, it's today. Praise the Lord.